Thank you, Lori. So as we get ready to close, I think the story you've heard in the last two talks is that while hormonal therapy has definitely prolonged survival in radiation-managed patients, it's not without side effects. And so paying attention to the particular patient that you're treating is important in this issue. So I'm going to finish then just one question for the panel for each person to answer, and then we'll close. And this question really has to do with, you know, the radiotherapeutic management of men with localized disease. We have a panel of, if you will, of all the different specialties. And I think that here's a case, and I want you to listen to it, a 60-year-old gentleman who's in very good health. Okay, he has a normal exam, but his PSA, first time he's ever gotten it this year, is 7. Okay, his Gleason score from a 12-core biopsy shows Gleason 3 plus 3 equal to 6. In one core out of 8 on the right, less than 5% of that core, and no cores positive on the left. So 1 of 16 cores, less than 5%, Gleason 3 plus 3 equals 6. A 60-year-old guy who's healthy, normal exam, T1C, PSA of 7. And then after the biopsy is complete, about 2 months later, while he's still making up his mind, he gets another PSA repeated, and this repeat PSA is 3.5. Repeats it again, it's 3.4. So, Lori, you're seeing this gentleman. He's coming to you for the consideration of treatment options. What discussion do you have with him?
Well, I mean, that's a long story, but we're major enthusiasts of active surveillance approach. This patient would be a perfect candidate. The evidence at the moment, based on PCPT, the European study of screening, the SACR data, is that these patients, by and large, are overtreated. They're not at risk for death, and I would observe him with the backup of intervention because there is a rate of pathological miss of more significant disease.